have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I don't wanna pretend, I don't wanna play games. Can't lie to myself, not one more day. Been trying to deal with some things that's hard to talk about. I'm going through some changes and I'm having my doubts. Been there for everyone else, now I'm going through. Problems tonight, just gonna have to get used to me not being around.
Michelle Y. Wright. We are so grateful you could be with us on today. Listen, there's a lot to talk about. We are super excited about today. Listen, today is a great day. I know it may be gloomy in St. Louis, but no matter where you are all across the world, we welcome you and thank you for taking time out of your schedule to listen to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Listen, I want to give a shout out to our producer, CEO, and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, better known as Kimmy Kim. We say we love you. Thank you so very much for all that you do for Elation Radio and Magazine. To each and every one of you listeners, to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., God bless you all, to our Elation family. I am just so excited about today. We have been talking about how great God is and what he's done and what he's getting ready to do. But we want to share some insight on today because as well as we've been excited about blessings, believe it or not, some people have been going through some things. And we want to make sure we want them to know that God is listening and hearing their prayers. Amen. He knows what's needed and how it's needed, and we want them to know as well as ourselves. Our mental health is important. So on today, we have a very wonderful guest in the name of Mr. Eddie McCaskill, who's going to be sharing later with us for his interview on mental health. We're going to cover several topics, and I want you to know, if you can, get your pens, get your papers. There's some notes you're going to want to take, because whenever you have something so valuable available, you don't want to miss it. But before we begin, we always open with prayer. We want to do that at this time. Immediately following that, we're going to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time. We thank you for every listener, whether live or on the replay. We thank you, oh God, for what is to come. We invite you in to have your divine will and way, and we want you to be glorified in all things. Thank you so much for Elation Radio and for our visionary and CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. I thank you for the Elation Radio and Magazine family. I thank you for our guest today, Mr. Eddie McCaskill, and all that he's going to share. Father, there may be someone listening today that is at the end of their rope. Maybe they're facing some tragedy or maybe been through some affliction or whatever the case may be. Let them know on today there is healing and there is hope. And let them understand it is essential for us to be able to receive so much when we have these valuable tools available to us. So God, we say thank you. We ask that you meet every need. And Lord, take care of any unspoken requests. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now listen, if this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast, I want to share with you what Just For You is all about. The Just For You podcast, preach, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. And as you know, before we begin, we always have a short exhortation. So I invite you again to get your pens and paper and whatever tools you need to study along. Today we're going to be studying from 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and it will preface us into what we're going to be talking about. Today's topic is, what is wise counsel? I'm telling you, you want to hear it, you want to understand it. Again, today's topic is, what is wise counsel? We're going to begin at the first verse. That's 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Now, I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent and bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Listen to this. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord has given us for our edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. Let such one, a one, think this, that such as we are in word by letters, when we are present, such will we be also indeed when we are present. For we dare not ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you. For we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ. Not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hands. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord, for not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Listen, what does all of that mean? Well, let's start with the thinking that Paul had when he began to talk to the Corinthians. It is some warnings there that help us to understand why we see sometimes what we think. He was very concerned that with the stature and the power he had in the body of Christ, that he did not want to overpower them with his presence. He wanted them to be connected to God. Do you see that in the today's church, that we can be overpowering to someone who may not have the word or may not know the truth, and that they would learn? How can they learn? If we present ourselves in an humble yet confident way, but not commending ourselves. Paul warns you that we cast down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What does that mean? I'm going to say it. What's in your thinking? How do you think about things? What are your solutions to things? How do you summarize it? What do you base it upon? This is what Paul is simply saying, that when we are living in this world, in our faith as believers, we should make sure that we don't put more emphasis on us being a particular stature or having a particular thing without us understanding all that we are comes from the Lord. He warns us to make sure that the thought processes that we have are based upon this word, that it's not based upon our opinions, our thoughts, and what we want to say. It says we must believe and say what it says as a Christian believer. He goes on and he concludes with this. He wants us to know, don't look at the outward appearance, because what is in your heart is going to come out. We're going to talk about that in one quick second. We know as we think we become. So here's the thing. He said, don't boast in eight, for though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord has given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. Listen, as ministers, as leaders in the community, as people that serve other people, servant leadership requires you to have a certain mindset. That means even our guest today, who has full authority over those that he may come in contact with or see, has to carry himself in such a way that who he's dealing with can receive him. That's a word in itself. If we are in leadership, or even as believers in our families, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, if we want people to understand something good and God has assigned us to an assignment, we must take that positioning, throw our weight around, to act as though it is us, but to give all glory to God for him giving us our mind, for him giving us our strength, for him giving us our wisdom, that whoever we are assigned to minister to, assigned to connect to, assigned to fulfill, with something to build them up, because the word is not to destroy, it is sent to edify. That means to bring clarity, that means to give strength, that means to uphold. So if we are doing our jobs right as family members, as community leaders, as those that serve other people, we must always remember the mindsets we have are set upon what we believe. It is set upon our inward thoughts, our inward man, our inward heart, that what we say and do will follow it. You don't believe it? I used to tell my children this all the time, and any parents know this. Before your child gets ready to laugh at you, they have thought about it. They have thought about it. They have to create in their mind what they feel will be believable before they speak it out their mouth. Do you know adults do that as well? Why is it important to understand what type of thinking you have? Because what you do can either build somebody up or tear them down. Let's not even talk about other people. Let's look inward at ourselves. It is very important. Proverbs 23:7 tells us this. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Have you ever sat down with someone and was talking with them, having a great meal, but you could tell they were not connected in the conversation? They were not connected. The important thing to remember and to remind yourself is this. There is a lot going on. In this world today, people are filled with many, many things. As we celebrate Black History Month, I want us to celebrate mental. We want to dispel the myth that it is not a good thing. To be healthy in your mind is very important. To be healthy starts with your thinking. When we say things out of our mouth, we have a choice in what we do after we speak of them. The Bible lets us know without faith, Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible to please God. For anyone who cometh to him must believe that he is, and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must believe in your heart things are well. It has a very powerful healing component to it. If you can tell yourself, we call it the power affirmation. There are so many different things that people are teaching to get the mind healthy. Why? Because it can bring physical healing to your body. I just wanted to stop by today to let you know there is a power in the way you think. There is also a need, which we're getting ready to talk about, to understand when praying through and going through situations and with spiritual leaders may, and note I say, may not be enough. At some point, when things are beyond spiritual ability to help someone, it is important for us not to push away resources that can help. Because even in the church, with faith-filled believers, there is also an opportunity to learn and to gain more knowledge and wisdom through healing, through therapy. So today, we want to make sure we make this disclaimer. I am not a licensed social worker, but our guest is, and a national psychotherapist. So I honor him on today for his wisdom, his work, his ability to serve others in our community. It is important. And I want him to share with us on today those tools that will be able to help us in this hour. So I'd like and introduce to others Mr. Eddie McCaskill of the Father Support Center. As I said, he is a national psychotherapist and a clinical social worker, and he is familiar with this topic. So I would like to introduce him at this time, Mr. Eddie McCaskill. How are you on this evening?
I'm doing great, Pastor Michelle Wright. I'm just thankful that you invited me.
Well, we are super thankful for you. As we all know, there have been so many things going on. And I know in your field, you deal with a lot of people, but I know one of the first things that concerned me when I first contacted you, we talked a little bit about how, first of all, Regina King lost her son Ian, and it was a very devastating thing across the country, you know, for any mother to lose a child, whether it's a movie star or someone local in our family, it is a devastating blow. And I also noticed immediately after that, we began to hear of more people or more situations with suicide. So I'd like for you to talk to us, first of all, about what is psychotherapy, what does it mean, and then social work. Is there, I know there are two different things that you've listed, but can you help us understand what those terms mean?
Well, sure. You know, my background, I started, you know, like I started out in community psych, and I had the opportunity, to go to WashU free, which was a blessing from God because I didn't have the money to go to WashU. And so, you know, I went to Brown School, and that's where I got my MSW in social work. But after that, you know, I went and got my doctorate in counseling, psychology, and behavior management. And so, you know, all of that, you know, was through God. You know, I could not have done it, you know. And so my way of really helping, you know, in the community is to just share my knowledge, to share my experience, and to help people. And so I know one of the things, you know, that one of the things that you stated was that, you know, we have to get our mind right, because if we don't, you know, that's going to not only affect your mental and emotional health, but it's going to affect your physical health. And so, and so we know you. So we know what the Bible says. So as a man thinketh, so is he. And so, like, if we think negative things, you know, then that's what we're going to do, you know, because we, you know, a person can say 99 good things about you, but that one person, that one person can come along and say something bad. What are we going to think about? We're going to think about that one bad negative comment. We really should be focused on all of the 99 people who said good things about us. I wanted to touch on the suicide because in our community, you know, 20, 25 years ago, you know, we didn't hear about suicide in our communities. But one of the things that we should look at is that in the Black community, the age group 15 to 24, the number one in that group, that's the number one group that's committing suicide. The second age group is 25 to 34, and the third is 35 to 44. And I know you and I had talked about Regina King's son. And so, you know, especially after the pandemic, because what the pandemic did to us is really separated us from our support system. You know, we had the church, we had family, but we could not connect because you know, some of the churches closed down. Now, sure, you know, they had the virtual services, but there's nothing like being in person, being able to give that person a hug or shake their hand or just give them, you know, that in-person motivation, you know, to just continue on. And so all of those things, you know, we lost. And, you know, in our community, you know, we had already been suffering. And so when you add the pandemic on top of that, you know, and then you take away the support system, you know, and you take away our ability to go to church. And so all of those supports that we had, they wasn't there. And so people, you know, really suffered. And so that, like now, we're beginning to see the impact that it has had, you know, in our community. And the one thing about trauma, now one of the things, well, let me say this first. One of the things that I have seen, I would say in the last 2 to 3 years, you know, the church has really began to open up their doors and to allow mental health professionals to come in and talk to the people. And I think that's really a great thing because, you know, like maybe 15, 20 years ago, a lot of times if you mention a therapist or a psychologist, you know, people say, well, no, I don't need I'm not crazy. I don't need to see that person. Well, let me say this. Most of the people that I see are not crazy.
Come on.
I would say 99% of them aren't. But what therapy does is it just gives you a second opinion. Sometimes you may hear the same thing from people in your family. You may hear the same thing from your spouse or your mate. But when somebody else says the same thing, you know, you may open your ears and hear that person. So it's not like you haven't heard it before. It's just that it's coming from a different source. And so it's really important. And I can just tell, you know, from some of the, you know, the young males or black males that I work with, because I also work with women also. So I work with men and women. But one of the things, you know, that I see is that, and I think, you know, I heard you, you know, mention this earlier, you know, real change starts within the person. And so if I don't change, and if, first of all, if I'm not honest with myself, then there's no real change because if I'm not honest with myself, then I'm really basing my change on a lie. And so you can't do that. I got to look in that mirror and take a really honest self-assessment and say, okay, this is the problem. And so let me look at this problem. Let me analyze it and maybe even describe what the problem is so I can know what the root cause is. Because if I don't know what the root cause is, then I'm going to be working on things that's really at the surface level when I really need to get to the root of the problem. And so a lot of times, you know, in working, you know, within my community, you know, that's what I try to do. I try to get to the root of the problem because if you get to the root of it, you know, then you can really make some real change and you can have an impact in the community.
And let me ask you a question. You mentioned something very important, how we were detached from our support systems. We were detached upon the people. I remember at one time we couldn't even visit each other's homes. What advice would you give to someone if they feel detached? And what do we also need to look for in times like this? We mentioned suicide, things are going on. How do we encourage those that are in our families, in our communities, if we suggest or feel something can be wrong? What do we do?
You know, just be there and be supportive. You know, you don't have to say, well, look, I see something wrong with you. I want you to talk to me. But say, well, look, I'm available. I'm going to call you on my own just to check in on you, just to see how you're doing. You know, sometimes, you know, we may leave it up to the person to call us, but sometimes, you know, we should reach out and just show that person. Because when you make that call of you, you know, or when you reach out to that person, then, you know, they feel, well, you know what, somebody really care about me. And so then you know, you start looking for signs, especially when people sort of like detach themselves. Just say like, you know, this person, and they always been around family. You know, they was always upbeat. They went, you know, if you saw them at church, they was upbeat. And so, you know, what we should do is watch for those signs, especially when the person began to detach themselves away from their support system, you know, because you need people and you need that support system to help you to get through, you know, with whatever you're going through. And especially, you know, like with the pandemic, what it has done, you know, like I just look at my own life, whereas before, you know, I would just call family people, just call people that I knew, just check in on them, and even stop by and see how they're doing. People that I had worked with in counseling before, you know, just I would go by and just check in on them and see how they were doing. But then the pandemic came, And so it cut all of that off. So the only thing that you could do, you know, would make a phone call. And a lot of times, you know, you wouldn't be able to get the person, not even just to find out how they're doing or even to just encourage them. And so, you know, I would really suggest, you know, that we use all of the support systems mm-hmm. that we have. You know, we have, you know, we have the church. You know, we have community mm-hmm. agencies. There's a lot of agencies in the community, you know, that you can reach out to. But also, you know, there's a lot of Christian counselors and therapies who are out there. And so if you don't feel, you know, comfortable in talking to, you know, someone that, you know, maybe they're just in the field, but if you want to, you know, just say, well, okay, I want to talk to a therapist or a counselor, you know, that has a Christian background. There are people out there. You know, I'm one of them. You know, I was a Christian before I came to therapy. And so, and people know when you are sincere about them. You know, they know when you care. You know, that's, you know, I don't have to tell a person that I'm sincere, and I don't have to tell them that I care about them. You know, they know that mm-hmm. when they begin to talk with me. You know, they know that. And, you know, that's not something, you know, that I can jump up and shout, jump up and down about. But, you know, God has given me that ability to connect with people. And people know that I'm sincere about what I'm doing, and they know that I care about them. And that's mm-hmm. one of the things, you know, when you reach out, especially, you know, like if you're going to reach out for a counselor or a therapist, mm-hmm. you know, make sure that you can connect with that person, you know, because if there's no connection, you know, then there's not going to be, you know, like any sincere involvement. And so, you know, you don't want to waste your time. You really want to be able to be comfortable with that person, be able to talk about the things you need to talk to them about, you know, so you can, you know, move your life forward.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you also, and I thank you so much for that information. People, as you said, have been scattered, they've done, but I have something from a pastoral point of view. You know, I mentioned earlier, and I want us to talk a little bit about that. One thing is for sure, yes, pastoral leaders are in place to guide, they are there to counsel to a certain degree. But at a certain point, when we hear certain things or know certain things are beyond spiritual help, there should be in place opportunities for pastors to be able to say confidently and assuredly that perhaps therapy would be more advisable in addition to or whatever may be needed. And the reason I bring that up is because we often hear, oh, you know, you just pray yourself through. Oh, you just go ahead and this is going to work out. You got what I'm saying? But there are instances when we as leaders have to say, listen, I think this might be a good idea for you to start therapy, and begin to create a list of resources for our members, for those connected to us that seek guidance, so that they have more than just biblical knowledge, not knocking the church or biblical knowledge, because it's necessary and needed, and if they feel comfortable, it's important to have. But I also am a firm believer that there should be resources available for the church. Now, being that said, that they do that, are there websites that are available that churches in the local areas can resource to find those that are in the field that you're in, perhaps? And I know that you're with Father Support Center. Do you open up for things outside of the center, or is there primary for you? Can you talk to us about those things?
Sure. Yes, I can. You know, the work that I do here at Father Support, you know, it's part time, and so, but I've mm-hmm. been doing that, you know, like for I guess over 10 years, and mm-hmm. but I saw that there was a need to especially, you know, to work with the black males. And then mm-hmm. about 4 years ago, you know, they started a women's program, and so they allowed me to not only work with the men but also work with the women. But I am knowledgeable about all of the resources that are in the community. As you know, I work with other agencies like Alive and Well. You know, they focus on traumatic experiences in the community.
Yeah.
There's a lot of organizations, you know, that are out there. There are some colleagues that I work with, and one of the things that we're trying to do now is, in the past, you know, we have been invited into the churches to do, like, seminars and workshops. And so, we were doing that, and then, you know, the pandemic came in, and so we would like to get back to that, you know, for all of those faith leaders who would want us to come in and just to share, you know, our knowledge, you know, not only, you know, with the leaders of the church, but also the members. You know, we are open to that. You know, we don't charge anything. You know, we just want to share, you know, the knowledge and to help, you know, the communities. And so, you know, like sometimes, I know, like in the past, before the pandemic, you know, like churches would be having, you know, like the community fairs on, you know, like maybe on Saturdays, and, you know, we would get invited. But, you know, all of that stopped, you know, like once the pandemic came in. But, you know, there are a lot of resources, and I can get, you know, like if anyone wants to contact me, I can make sure that you get those resources, and, you know, I'll give you my contact information, and all you got to do is, you know, like if you want to call me or text me or email me, I'll make sure, you know, that you get that information. But also, you know, if you want to reach out to us, and maybe you can bring myself or some other people that I know, we can just come in and conduct, you know, a seminar, a workshop, or a conference, you know, or whatever you want us to do. You know, we're open to that.
Wonderful. Would you give the listening audience your direct contact information that they can do that as well?
Sure. I'm going to give you my cell phone number, because if you call my cell number, I know I'm going to get it. You know, I won't give you the office number, because sometimes, you know, the person, well, you didn't call me back. So I'm going to give you my cell number direct, you know, like if I'm in court or something like that, I can't answer, but I will call you back. Just make sure you leave a message. Sometimes the person will just call the number and they don't leave a message. But I guarantee you, if you call me and leave a message, I'll make sure I call you back. And that number is 314-484-9984. And I can repeat it again.
Okay, did you give it? Yes, thank you.
314-484-9984. And I'm going to give you my email address also, and the email address is E as in Eddie, my first name, McCaskill, ILL90@yahoo.com.
Wonderful. And also, would you let us know, before we close out this interview, we thank you for all the wonderful nuggets that you've given us to look out and to encourage people to open up and talk to them. I want you to please leave our listening audience with something that can encourage them to continue to push forward during this pandemic. We recognize it's been so much going on, as you said, and that's just a large part. We're not even touching marital or children issues or other things that they've got going on. Can you leave us with an encouraging word to help our communities to know that there is hope? It's not all bad. But if there is something that needs to be addressed to encourage them to know that therapy is good for them.
Oh, sure, yes, because, you know, one of the things that I do a lot, you know, with some of the classes and the groups that I conduct you know, sometimes we talk about, you know, forgiveness and being able to do that, you know, and I always tell the person, you know, don't hold on to that because that's going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt the person that you, you know, that maybe you should, it's the one that you should forgive. And I always stress that don't focus on the past because we can't go back and change the past. You know, because we need all of that energy to focus on the present right now so we can do all the things that we can, I always tell a person that, why have that ability that God has given you if you don't use it? So make sure each day that you get up and do the very best for yourself and utilize all that ability that God has given you, and I guarantee you that you'll move your life forward in the direction that you want it to go, and you will become that very best person that you can be.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we thank you, Mr. McCaskill, so much for being our guest on today. There are certain, I'm telling you, great notes are being taken, I tell you, for the good information that you have provided for us. Listening audience, Mr. McCaskill has been so gracious to extend that he is available for our events outside of his work. Please make sure that you do contact him. His phone number, as he has given, is 314-484-9984 to reach him. Please reach out. He is available. And what I love most about you, Mr. McCaskill, not only did you let us know this great information, but you've encouraged us to keep pushing on. And that's a great thing because so often, maybe out of everything that has been said, someone needs to hear, I need to keep pushing on, and I also need to forgive. So I thank you for joining us on today on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wywell.
And I just want to say, Pastor Wright, is that thank you for giving me the opportunity, you know, to share. And, you know, you didn't have to reach out to me, and you gave me this opportunity, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And keep doing the great
no
work.
Problem.
Keep doing the great
no
work.
No problem.
Doing the community.
Oh, great. Thank you so very much. I so appreciate that. Well, listen, you just heard from Mr. Eddie McCaskill, a very wonderful psychotherapist, national, which means not just St. Louis, national psychotherapist and a social clinical worker. Listen, if I can say anything else, I will say this. Do not take this moment for granted. Came and he shared, and please utilize what he's given and make sure that you contact him for events and for things that you may have that his knowledge can be of expertise to you. Well, listen, we are coming to the close of another podcast, but we want to let you know there are some community announcements, and there are quite a few today, which I'm so grateful. That means that you guys are having confidence in us sharing your announcements, which we take pride and joy in doing. So we want to first tell you about on February 22nd, on 2022 of this year at 6 p.m., there is the Push Ministry Conference. It is with Apostle Tony Strong, and I'm telling you, this woman of God has an amazing impartation and word, and I'm sure this conference is going to be a blessed conference for our area. This location for this will be at 14550 Newhall Ferry in Florissant, Missouri, 63033. Let me give you the information again. It is for the Push, Pray Until Something Happens Ministry Conference. It's going to be on February 22nd, 2022. The address is 14550 Newhall Ferry, Florissant, Missouri, 3033. Okay? We want to make sure that you're able to get that information and be able to attend that conference. And I see that this is the information that you will have to contact for more additional information. You will want to contact her personally on Facebook, and the name for Toni is T-O-N-I, last name Strong, S-T-R-O-N-G. Thank you so much. Our next announcement will be Let the Praise Begin. It is the GPB Dance Ministry. This event will be on February the 19th, 2022. It too starts at the 6 p.m. hour. And this will be a celebration in connection with the Mind Ministry of Pearl Jackson. It's featuring percussionist Anthony Crawford. And this is an event for the Church of the Living God and the GPB Dance Ministry. And this will be held at the Clayton High School Auditorium, at 12 Mark Twain Circle in Clayton, Missouri, 63105. And this, again, is going to be for the Church of the Living God, number 360, where the pastor is Pastor Diane Hickman. For more information and tickets, you can reach them on Cash App at Cash App, $COTLG360, okay? That's your Cash App, and the donation, I believe, is $10, but please follow up with them, and you will be able to get the information that they are providing for the GPB Dance Ministry, okay? So please support them as you can. Also, on this Friday, every Friday, From Ashes to Beauty, this is a segment of our Elation Radio and Magazine family on Clubhouse. This Friday, our speaker will be Lady Alicia Curry, wife of our very own Pastor Lo Curry Sr. She will be speaking on Clubhouse, and it will be at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Listen, please join us. We would love to have you there. We've been having wonderful sessions on Fridays, and we would love for you to be there. Please join us. We're looking forward to you being able to share in this particular wonderful celebration with us. There's some good stuff going on, and we want to share it with you. On February 19th, Access Granted Marriage Gathering. Again, that's the Access Granted Marriage Gathering. It will be on February 19th, 2022, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is being presented by Ann Sheely, Apostle Ann Sheely, and her husband. You can find her on Facebook, and the information that you can register for is also on Eventbrite. So you can look up the Access Granted Marriage Gathering. There is no cost. It looks as though it is from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information, please look up Ann Cheely, that's C-H-E-A-L-E-Y, on Facebook. And as we always say every week, if you are in need, please do not allow the resources that are available to you slip through your fingers. We have United Way in the St. Louis area. You can dial 211. They will refer you to services available under their network. Please make sure you have all of your pertinent information so that they can assist you. There's also Urban League St. Louis. You can reach them at Urban League St. Louis. That's ulstl.com. ulstl.com. Listen, when God opens the door and provides resources, we want to make sure that you are aware of all of the resources that are available. On February 26th, you will find the information that they will be having another drive. Listen, they have fabulous information that they award their drive. They give away food and clothing and different things. But supplies that they give out to the community. And they're always very well received. Please check on their website for all of the events, all of the information available to the St. Louis, Missouri area that will be available with Urban League St. Louis. Well, listen, I am excited because we are also wanting to invite you to be out with us on Facebook Live for Pastor Donald and Pastor Michelle Wright. Facebook Live, we are on Monday for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love for you to join us as well, and we are so thankful that we have another announcement, and that is for our very own Coach Shay Samuel. But let me tell you, we're so excited for her. She's been nominated for the Coach of the Month. God bless you, Shay, on the great work you're doing in the community. And this is for the state of Alabama. So we're super excited for you. We also know that we have one last announcement, if you'll let me make that, and we're concluded with the announcements for this week. I'm super excited, as I say, to see so many great things going on. We also have a prophetic fire, and this is with our very own Apostle Sylvia Hunter, Dr. Sylvia Hunter. This event is going to be in Mobile, Alabama at 463 Bayshore Avenue. For more information, please contact Minister Jamaica at 251-458-2205. And you know I can't let you out of the announcements without inviting you to listen to Elation Radio. It is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week that you can contact and listen to the wonderful podcast and offerings that Elation Radio offers. We're on different channels, digital platforms. Look us up. We're glad to serve you. And keep your calendars ready for November 18th through the 20th for our Elation Honors Gala. We'll be telling you more information as the months are approaching. Thank you. Thank you so much for enduring through all of these announcements. Please govern yourselves and mark your calendars that you may continue to have great information going on in our communities. Well, listen, this brings us back to the end of a podcast. If this is your birthday month, the month of February. Well, to all the lovebirds, and I don't mean just couples, you are loved. May you have enjoyed a beautiful, I call it Love Day, February 14th. I pray that you were blessed, and I pray that you enjoy the gift of love, because more than anything, gifts, all of the other things that go with it, that's wonderful. However, if you didn't have breath, you couldn't enjoy it. So we thank God for living on Love Day. This is your birthday. We want to celebrate you. If you've gotten a new job or something wonderful has occurred in your life, We celebrate you. We also know, as our guest has said, this pandemic has taken a toll on us. There's things that have happened in our communities, in our churches, in our families. We want you to know, as much as we're celebrating, that there are times that people have experienced affliction, loss, and all types of things, death. We want you to know that here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. We also want you to know, if you are in need, that our God is a provider of need. Please continue every week, every day as you can, to pray, because he hears and he answers prayer. And immediately, I want you to know, we're getting ready to pray. I'm going to match my faith with yours. I'm going to believe, God, that great things are going to happen in and through your life, because I know he's able to do it. Will you join me in prayer? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that you've done on this day. We thank you for every listener that listened in, whether by replay or whether live. We thank you for your anointing, your power, your strength. We thank you for your word. We thank you for our special guest, Eddie McCaskill. Will you bless him? Will you cover him and his family? Thank you for the work that he does, and thank you for what you're going to do in his life even the more. We thank you for Elation Radio. We thank you for our Elation family. But I thank you, God, for every listener, whether it's every week or for a guest or whenever they stop by to be a part of the Just For You podcast. I ask that you bless them, bless their homes, bless their families, bless their needs, whatever they stand in need of, God. We believe today that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above what they think or ask. We believe today, God, that you're opening doors and closing doors. We believe today that you are saving, healing, and delivery. We remember families that are experiencing loss. We are praying for the Moore family, oh God. We're asking that you heal, that you protect, that you are doing an amazing job in their family. I pray, oh God, hallelujah, for the Houston family. Would you bless them, God? Would you touch them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet? I pray, oh God, for all families, not just experiencing death, but those that are experiencing any situation that we can't do it by ourselves. We need a Savior and a God to intervene. We invoke your presence, oh God, because we need you like never before. We ask that you forgive us of our sins. But God, don't just allow us to ask for forgiveness without having hearts that are pliable to forgive someone else. We need you. We're trusting you. We're calling on you. We can't make it without you, and we trust your divine and holy care. We thank you for reaching the hearts and the minds of the listeners. May you be glorified. May you be lifted up, and may you be honored. Use us for your glory, God. We submitted ourselves to you that you be honored and lifted up. And we thank you for all that we're doing in you, oh God, that you may be glorified. Father, remember this Friday and all of the announcements for those that are stepping out in faith, doing your will. And Lord, those that are figuring it out, that are submitting their gifts to you, waiting on an answer on which way to use it. Lord, we say thank you. Have your divine will and way. I thank you again for my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., for his love and his support. I thank you, oh God, that you're healing his body. We speak it, we believe it, and we receive it. Have your divine will and way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you can reach me on Facebook, and that's under Michelle Wright, and that name spelled is M-I-C-H-E-L-E. Last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. on LinkedIn. You can reach me at the same name. Also, on Instagram, it's His Blessed Girl 7. That's His Blessed Girl 7. And also, if you have a community announcement that you'd like to send me as those that are read today, please send it to me on Facebook. You can inbox your information to me or send it directly to me at leadingright@gmail.com. Have a beautiful and blessed Wednesday, and you can reach us here again next Wednesday if the Lord says the same. 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until next time, may God bless you and kingdom blessings to you and your family. We love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
From sun up to sun down, God. From the moment I wake up, God, until the moment I lay my head down, God, I'll forever bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. And all that happens in between, Jesus. The depression, the anxiety, God. The disappointment, God, is all just a mean, God, to draw me back to you, Jesus. Just to draw me back to you, God. Hallelujah. And I know it all starts with you, God, from the rising.
From the rising of the sun
to the going down,
to the going down of the same.
As long as I have breath in my body, God,
each day that I rise,
I promise you, Jesus,
I'll forever bless your name.
Come on, God's journey children, let him know.
From the rising of the sun
to the going down of the same,
to the going down of the same.
It starts with you, Jesus. It starts with you, God.
Each day that I rise,
each day that I rise, God, I promise you,
I'll forever bless your name.
From the rising of the sun, God,
from the rising of the sun
to the going down of the same, Jesus,
to the going down of the
same. No matter what I go through throughout the day, Jesus,
for as long as I live,
I promise you, God, that I'll forever,
I'll forever bless your name.
No matter the situation, God, no matter the dreams, God,
from the rising of the sun
to the going down of the same, God,
to the going down of the same,
I promise you, Jesus,
I
promise you, God,
I'll forever bless your name.
From the rising of the sun, God,
from the rising of the sun,
as long as I have breath in my body, God,
to the going down of the same,
as long as I live, Jesus,
each day that I rise,
I promise you, God, I'll bless your name. For all that happens in between, God, is really just a mean to draw me back to you, Jesus.
To draw me back to you.
For all that happens in between, God, the anxiety, God, the depression, God, is really just a mean, God, to draw me back to you.
To draw me back to you.